Wow. That's interesting. This kind of tapped into a question I had, and I guess I can ask it now. As you, throughout your recording, particularly as you mature musically, it seems like there's always been an intergenerational thing with a lot of your bands, you
Yes.
as a mentor. Could you talk a bit about the benefits of having an interracial, I'm not interracial, intergenerational band?
Race is in there
Yeah, sometimes,
somewhere.
yeah, race is in
Racial.
there, yeah.
Absolutely. When I started out, I was always the youngest guy in the band. I was 19 years old, 17 years old when I made my first records. I was 19 when I joined my first name band, George Shearing, 20 when I joined Stan Getz. So at some point, instead of everybody else being 40 and me being 20, it shifted the other way. I became the older guy, and the band kept staying younger. And I thought about this a lot, and I realized I was influenced by Stan, who also had a history of finding and discovering young players throughout his career. I mean, it began long before me and Chick and Steve came along. He was inspired by the presence of young, enthusiastic, still not yet jaded younger musicians. And so I've discovered that you sort of fall into one of two categories. You're either a musician, as a mature one, who prefers playing with other settled, polished, mature players. That's where you feel most comfortable. Or you like the unsettled situation of younger players full of surprises and constant shifting and changing and experimenting that goes on. That's me. I provided that role for Stan when I was young, and I thrived on it all through my, adult career, let's say, by finding young players that just made it great to go to work, because they're excited about going to work every night at that age. Older players often aren't. It's a gig now. It's a good gig. Nothing else I'd rather do, but this is my, 20th time to play Carnegie Hall. It's no big deal. A new musician, a young musician is, wow, this is fantastic. Can't wait to get, started, and so on. And that rubs off on you if you're, the older musician in the band. And I've always been drawn to that.